Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We want to talk today about winning at life. You know, so many times people's going through so many things, especially the last 18, 20 months, people have really gone through some difficult times. But you know, Proverbs 23:7 helps me to kind of keep my mind going in the right direction and keep my heart going in the right direction. Whatever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, I want you to see how the world has brought fear and anxiety and cares and all these issues during the last 20 months, last 18 months, and it's really got people off course. But you know, God hasn't changed. You know, God's still walking in perfect peace. You know, God's still, during all the pandemic and all the situation, God still just walked in the perfect way of who He was. He knew how things were going to turn out. He knew He had you. He knew life was going to be wonderful again. He knew that everything was good. The pandemic was going to be over, and we were going to step into a place of absolute greatness. But I want you to think about it. I want you to really slow your life down and really learn some things from the last 18 months. There was probably more meals eaten together as families. There was probably more time that we weren't running here and there. We were really slowing down, spending time with our family, spending time. You know, I told my wife that, you know, there was 11 nights in a row that we ate at home, 11 nights in a row during the pandemic. That never happened when the kids were growing up. That never happened because we were running to basketball games, soccer games, volleyball games. We were running here, we were running there, and we were so busy. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit, everything cut off, and everybody had to be home. And you know, there was probably, I guarantee you, Netflix loved people being home. And so but what I want to say is, what if we just kept some of those traits that we got? What if we listen to Isaiah 26, verse 3. If you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. In other words, you have perfect, perfect peace when you keep your mind on him. Now, how many of you would like to have perfect, perfect peace? You know, the Bible said in James chapter 4, verse 7, he said, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And, you know, I believe that there is an adversary out there. But I think a lot of times, and I believe the devils and his coheirs are after the body of Christ. But I think your worst enemy is between your ears. I think your worst enemy that you're dealing with is what you allow to go into your heart, allow yourself to think, allow yourself to respond. You know, it's amazing when you read Facebook and you read Instagram and Twitter and all these things. People are sharing so much of their feelings. Well, it does me good to share my feelings. And I think there's some truth in that, but I think sometimes if we're not careful, we share and talk way too much, because death and life are really in the power of this tongue. And if we're going to win at life, we've got to learn how to keep perfect peace. We've got to learn how to think the right way, because what's in our hearts is going to flood out of our mouths. And you know, I hear people saying, and everybody's tearing each other down on Facebook and Twitter, and people are saying things they don't need to be saying, and people are, you know, the amazing thing about it is people will respond things on a Twitter or say things on a Facebook they'd never say to the face of the person. So we've got to realize that those things are at a place. And I like what 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You know, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So, when you got born again, God put Jesus' Spirit in your spirit. Now, I want you to think about some of these things. I want you to think about some of those things you tweet, some of those things you say, some of those things you remark to, some of those things you talk about on Facebook. And I'm not here to tear you down or condemn you. But what if everything we read on Facebook was good? What if everything that everybody posted was life? What if everything everybody said, and every time you picked up something, you weren't in the middle of a controversy or somebody wasn't giving their opinion on this? And yes, I'm totally for people having the right speech, and I'm all for that amendment for people to have the free right to speech. I'm all for that. But I think so many times What is it going to accomplish? Somebody's going to respond back. It's going to cause confrontation. It's going to cause, you say, well, pastor, the church needs to stand up. You know, I can't ever find out where Jesus did that. I can't ever find out where Jesus reacted to people's response to him. You know, even when they come to kill him, he didn't just confront them and say, hey, man, you can't kill me. He kind of slipped away and got away from the crowd. You know, he done things with character. He done things with, even when people opposed him, he didn't face off with them and say, well, let's prove it right now. I tell you what, let's see whose God is who, like Elijah did. Let's see whose God is who. And if my God's real, then mine will show up. And if yours ain't real, then yours won't show up. He didn't do things that way. He walked in love continuously. You say, well, pastor, sometimes I just got to let it out. No, you want to let it out. You don't have to let it out. You choose to let it out. And I think God is trying to bring us to a place to where we can walk in such a depth, to such a revelation, that we can cast all our cares upon Him. And be careful what comes out of your mouth. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Maybe you're upset with somebody or offended by somebody. Instead of responding back to them, just get on your knees and begin to pray for them. Say, Lord, I pray you bless them. You bless those people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, increase them financially. Give them more wealth. Give them more prosperity. Give them more wisdom, Father. And Lord, don't let me respond the wrong way. See, I think that's the character. I think that's what Jesus did. And I believe if we'll follow that, we'll walk in a great man of love, and there'll be more peace in our hearts. See, I think that's the beauty of grace.